JIS now presents part two of a special feature celebrating the dedication of foster parents islandwide.
The government has been making it easier to adopt or foster children in state care by lessening the time it takes to process applications. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says several families have been enjoying additions to their homes since the start of the year.
It used to take months upon months to process adoptions. In January alone, we processed 7 adoptions and now 7 children are now with 7 families.
He notes that over 200 eligible families have been identified and work is being done to determine the most suitable homes for adoptions.
If we have children in care, we have people who are willing to give up their homes and to take care of those children, then we have to find ways using our court process to place them with those children.
This week, we continue Erica Langley's story, her life as a foster child and how she braved the stigma at school and other places. Erica attended Mountain View Primary with her 11 brothers and sisters.
My mom would visit that school very regular, unannounced. I remember I was in third grade and I'm sitting there doing my schoolwork and I look up at the window and there she's standing at the window. I'm like, what is she doing here? But she says she would come by the school and she walk around to every class to make sure that we were on our best behavior. The reason why she says she did it is because she said there's a stigma with kids who are adopted or in foster care that they're expected not to turn out to be anything. And so she wanted to make sure that wherever we go, you're expected to respect your teachers. You're expected to just be good. Because she tells us the day you step foot in the school, you start writing your report card.
It wasn't hard to be singled out as a foster child in school, and that came with its own challenges.
People knew, and a lot of times when you have to eat the school lunch, they look at you strange. When the patty truck come, and you have to get to the patty truck. It's different from the kids who carry their money and go outside and buy food. But what happened is that it really helped me to build up this confidence in myself that I'm not going to let anybody treat me different because I have a shot of being just like the other kid.
Erica took her shot. And today, she works as a nursing practitioner in Florida with plans to specialize in pediatric endocrinology.
People ask me all the time, how do you feel that your parents died and you didn't have... And this is the revelation that I got, so I'm going to tell you. My biological parents were just there to bring me to where they brought me to. You're going to come together, give this girl some nice skin, a good brain, and bring her to right here. When their job was done, it was time for me to transition to the next phase of who it was that was supposed to raise me and instill the knowledge, the education. That's my belief. So I have no regrets.
Erica Langley has a message of hope for every child living in an adoptive or foster home, as well as those in child care facilities.
You're very special. God have a plan for your life. And so whatever you decide to do, every decision you're going to make, think about the consequences of it, because you might disrupt that plan that He has for you, and that God will never leave them. He will never forsake them. They should do the best they can with the teaching and the knowledge and the education that people give to them, whether they're in the system or in somebody's home, and the rest of their life, God will orchestrate.
Aside from her profession, Erica Langley has dedicated her life to spreading encouragement by giving motivational talks and donating her time and money to children in state care. Interested in the adventure of becoming a foster parent? Contact the Child Development Agency at 948-6678 and learn how you can help foster a better future for Jamaica and the world.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.